Years ago, I began collecting Christmas music that flew in the face of what Christmas is all about. I put the songs I found into a Spotify playlist called Irreverent But Not Blasphemous. Some songs are mildly inappropriate, others are extremely inappropriate. Others still are Christmas tunes done inappropriately. Try to find it on Spotify and prepare to be offended. 2 years ago, though, I tried to embrace the Christmas season and my Christmas music differently, to embrace the reason for the season. I searched and I searched and I landed on Gregorian chant. I was hooked. I play it early every morning in the kitchen when I get up. To me, it's stirring, otherworldly, mystical music. It's greeted, however, with scorn by my wife and children every morning as they get out of bed and come in for breakfast. Right now, the Backstreet Boys song, It's Christmas Time Again, is playing. My wife and daughter are dancing and singing along. And as far as I can tell, this Christmas music station plays the same 15 or so songs over and over again, done by different artists. I've heard Santa Claus is coming to town and Christmas time is here over and over again. It is, in my opinion, difficult to listen to this stuff. However, watching the singing and the dancing right now, I can manage it. One of my strongest Christmas memories is the music that filled my house as a child. The center of it was an album called Gene Autry's Christmas that my father had kept since he was a child. I can still see the album cover. We played it on a massive record player that was built to look like furniture, and we played it over and over and over again. Another was by a woman named Evie, called Come On, Ring Those Bells. I looked it up. It was 1977. I remember my mother loving Evie. We lost the album, but I bought the music online a few years ago and made her a CD. I think maybe I enjoyed hearing that music again, even more than she did. Today, though, right now, for me, it's Gregorian chant. And honestly, I can't explain the appeal. My family says I'm a contrarian, that I'll find a way to like whatever goes against the grain, and this music is certainly against their grain. Or perhaps it's that Gregorian chant often carries the same sounds of the Tibetan monk chant of Om, which is supposed to be the sound of the universe, that when our bodies hear it, we feel whole and begin to heal. I don't know about that. I do know, though, when I play it early in the morning during the Christmas season, and I can't explain why, but I like the way it makes me feel. And I guess that's got to be plenty good enough. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it Gregorian. Happy holidays, everyone.